T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your thoughts on review boards around the country, what you've heard of them? I know we have the Movement to Restore Trust here in Buffalo.
Well, even before the Movement to Restore Trust, there was a diocesan review board that was sitting and hearing cases about child sexual abuse from adults who were ready to come forward to the diocese. And this goes back even before the Independent Reconciliation Program that started in March of 2018. The problem that I have with diocesan review boards is they can call themselves an independent review board, but they're not independent if the diocese gets to pick all the members. And if you really want there to be independence, you have to find a way to find people who are truly independent. So, for example, you don't necessarily need a review board that is made up entirely of Catholics, or you don't need a review board that is made up entirely of people who are hand-selected by the bishop, by the administration, or by their attorneys.
How difficult is it if the independence isn't there to have a fair judgment, a fair settlement, and making sure priests who are accused and have credible accusations against them are not actively in ministry?
It's very difficult for the person bringing the claim to a diocesan review board because they don't know about the background of the perpetrator in many cases, and they don't know what to ask for. We have heard of situations where people have gone to the diocesan review board and are told, well, what is it you want? And the person coming forward will say, well, I just want my truck fixed. And they may settle a case that could be worth tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for peanuts, because all they wanted was their truck fixed. And so when you have a situation like that, where you've got unrepresented people who don't know what they can ask for, and they don't know how their case measures up against other cases, it puts the people on the diocesan review board in a position of responsibility, and it puts them in a position of power. And if they're not independent, and if these are people who are friends of the bishop, who are big donors to the diocese, who are supporters of the church, and who are not truly independent, it's pretty unlikely that you're going to get a fair result.
In your mind, what can be done as far as these review boards? Is there a way to independently come up with these review boards without Catholic diocese involvement?
I don't know if there is, but this idea, I mean, you know, the bishops keep meeting, and they keep coming up with new ideas. There'll be a commission, there'll be a review, there'll be a review board. They keep coming up with these ideas. Here's an idea. Call the cops. When you know that you employ somebody who is raping children, call 911. It's the only solution. It is the only solution that's acceptable in our society. And so you don't need another commission. You don't need another review board. You just need to call the police. Let the system, the judicial system, the greatest judicial system in the world, handle it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.